All right, so welcome to the deep dive. AI, it's everywhere, right? I
Well, it
mean,
may really is.
it's not just like, the Terminator anymore or whatever. It's really changing how we interact with apps and tools and products at work even. And
Yeah, I think a lot of people are encountering it kind of almost by surprise. It's just sort of baked into everything.
It's sort of like appearing everywhere, and we don't even really know what's going on. So today we're going to take a deep dive into exactly how AI is changing user experience and the whole process of product development.
Yeah, and I think it's a great time to do that because it's changing so rapidly right now. And we actually have a really great resource for this. We're using a collection of blog posts by Sean Van Tine, who's kind of a thought leader in this space.
He's got some really interesting ideas.
Yeah, and we're gonna kind of like use his writing as a jumping off point and really give you like a shortcut to understanding like what are the key takeaways for you.
Yeah, it's like we're doing the work for you. So you can just like absorb the good stuff.
Yeah, you don't have to read all those long blog posts. We've done it for you.
Exactly. So we're going to be looking at, what's the practical impact of AI on how things get made,
Yeah.
how we use them, all of that good stuff.
Yep.
So first up, let's talk about how this is changing things for the people who design these products, the UX designers. So
Yeah, and I think a really important point here is that it's not about like AI replacing human creativity. It's more about AI giving designers like new superpowers, basically. It's
yeah.
like giving them new tools to work with.
Right, because I think there was this initial fear, like, oh no, the robots are going to take our jobs.
Right, exactly.
But it seems like it's more like augmenting.
Yeah, it's more about like helping them work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
And one of the big ways that AI is doing that is by helping designers automate a lot of the really tedious and repetitive tasks that they used to have to do manually.
Yeah, free up some brain space.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of spending hours, like sifting through user feedback or running A/B tests, they can now hand some of those tasks off to AI and focus on the more strategic and creative aspects of their work.
Yeah, I was even reading about some AI tools that can like analyze user data and identify patterns that would be really difficult for a human to spot.
Oh yeah, totally. It's like it can see the forest for the trees, you know?
Yeah, like those things that are just like way too subtle for us to pick up on, but AI is like, oh yeah, this is a trend.
Exactly.
And that brings up another really interesting point. The blogs talk about AI enabling much more powerful personalization,
Oh, yeah, that's a huge one.
which is super cool. It's like it's tailoring the experience to each individual user.
Yeah, like imagine you're using an app and it just kind of like knows what you need before you even ask for it. Like if you're a new user, it might give you a little more guidance and handholding. And if you're a power user,
It's like, get out of my way.
it gets out of your way. Exactly. I know what I'm doing. So it can be really helpful for creating those like really seamless and intuitive experiences.
And the blogs also mention AI's role in usability testing.
Yeah, that's another area where AI is really shaking things up.
How so?
Well, traditionally usability testing involves observing like a small group of people using a product.
Right, it's like you get a bunch of people in a room and you're watching them.
Exactly. And that's valuable, but it can be kind of limited in terms of scope. With AI, though, you can analyze data from like millions of users, and you can see patterns that you would never be able to see with just a small sample size.
Like you said, seeing the forest for the trees.
Yeah, and it can even like pick up on those subtle cues of frustration that we were talking about earlier.
Oh, interesting.
So it's like having a microscope on user behavior.
Yeah, I mean, I think for anyone listening who's really trying to keep up with all this, it's like AI is becoming this crucial partner for UX designers,
It really is.
helping them work more efficiently, create these really personalized experiences, and build products that are just like way more intuitive and effective.
Yeah, it's like taking the guesswork out of a lot of the design process.
Right, it's data-driven.
Exactly.
Now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about this concept of AI-driven UX within agile development. Now, agile, as a lot of people probably know, is that sort of iterative, fast-paced approach to building products.
Yeah, it's all about like moving quickly and adapting to change.
Right, so how does AI fit into that world?
So AI-driven UX in agile development is basically where these two forces come together,
What's
right?
that?
You have the power of artificial intelligence, and then you have the rapid iteration of agile.
Yeah.
And the goal is to make the whole process even faster.
Like speed it up even more.
Speed it up even more, make better decisions based on data, and deliver those amazing customer experiences that we were talking about.
So it's like amplifying everything that's good about Agile.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're taking all those things that Agile does well and you're giving it a boost with AI.
Right. It's like Agile on steroids or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But how does that actually play out in practice? Like, what does that look like in those quick development cycles of Agile?
So there are a few key ways that AI can really make a difference.
Okay.
First, you know, we talked about automation earlier.
Yeah.
That becomes even more important in Agile because everything is moving so fast.
Right. You need things to happen quickly.
Exactly. So AI can help automate things like generating code for basic UI elements or prioritizing user feedback.
Oh, that's cool. So the developers can just focus on the more complex stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's like AI is taking care of the grunt work so the humans can focus on the big picture.
Okay, so it's like freeing up their time.
Yeah, and also like giving them better information to work with.
Right, so it's not just speed, but also better decisions.
Exactly. AI can analyze all sorts of data, you know, from user feedback to market trends, and give the team those insights they need to make the right calls.
Wow, it's like having a data scientist on your team.
Yeah, in a way, it's like having a whole team of experts at your fingertips.
That's awesome.
And then, of course, you have the personalization aspect.
Right.
Which is like AI's superpower.
Yeah, AI is really good at that.
Yeah, so AI can help you quickly implement and test personalized features for different types of users.
So like you were saying before, everyone's getting a custom experience.
Exactly. So the end result is like faster iterations and a better product overall.
That makes sense. Now, one of the blogs talks about AI driving faster, higher quality, customer-centric innovation across the entire product development lifecycle, which is a mouthful.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We'll call it the PDLC for short.
The PDLC.
PDLC. But for anyone who's not familiar, that's basically the whole journey of a product from like initial idea to launch and beyond.
Yep, from cradle to grave.
So this sounds like a really big deal. Like AI is really going to shake things up.
Yeah, it's like AI is coming in and overhauling the whole system.
Okay, so in the blogs, the author is arguing that the traditional PDLC is kind of clunky.
Yeah, it can be. There are often like bottlenecks and miscommunications between different teams.
So it's like things get stuck.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And AI is like this lubricant that comes in and smooths everything out.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, so what we're anticipating is a pretty big increase in speed.
Like things are going to move faster.
Yeah, things are going to move a lot faster because AI can automate so many of the tasks that used to slow things down.
Makes sense.
And not just faster, but also higher quality because AI can help identify potential problems much earlier in the process.
Oh, so it's like preventing mistakes?
Exactly. It's like having a quality control expert built into the system.
Right. It's like catching those bugs before they even become bugs.
Exactly. And then you also have the value aspect. You know, yeah. AI can help ensure that the product is actually meeting customer needs.
So you're not building something that nobody wants.
Right. You're building something that people actually want and are willing to pay for.
Okay. So yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah. And then finally, you have the innovation piece. You know, AI can free up human talent to focus on the really creative stuff.
So it's like taking care of the boring stuff so the humans can do the fun stuff.
Exactly. It's like giving everyone the space to think outside the box.
That's awesome. So it sounds like AI has the potential to make the whole PDLC much more efficient and effective.
It really does. It's like taking a system that was built for the 20th century and upgrading it for the 21st century.
Wow, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the principles that are guiding this AI-driven future. One of the blog posts references Artificial Intelligence Experience Design Principles 2025 and quotes Leonard Zabersky saying, "Artificial intelligence shapes how we think, feel, and behave. It drives the decisions that define our future. We have the responsibility to use this potential for humane technology. Building an AI based on our diverse values and needs requires thoughtful design."
That's a powerful quote.
It is.
And I think it really highlights the importance of the human element in all of this.
Right. It's not just about the tech.
Exactly. It's about using technology in a way that benefits humanity.
So it's like being mindful of the impact of AI.
Yeah, and being intentional about how we design it and implement it.
Right. So, like, it's not just letting AI run wild and do whatever it wants.
Right. We need to be steering the ship, so to speak.
Yeah, we're in control.
Yeah, and I think that's where thoughtful design comes in.
Right. So it's like being really deliberate about how we're building these AI-powered experiences.
Exactly. It's about making sure that AI is serving us, not the other way around.
Right. AI is a tool.
Exactly. It's a tool, and we need to use it wisely.
I like that. Okay, so now let's get into some real-world examples of how AI is already improving the customer experience. We've touched on personalization, but what are some other concrete ways that AI is making a difference?
Yeah, so the blogs actually give some really cool examples that I think will resonate with people.
Okay, let's hear them.
So one that I found particularly interesting is visual search and recognition.
Okay, so for the listener, what does that mean?
So imagine you're flipping through a magazine and you see a lamp or a pair of shoes that you absolutely love.
Like, I need that.
Yeah, exactly. But there's no information about where to buy it.
Right. It's just like a picture.
Yeah. So in the past, you would have been out of luck.
You'd have to, like, go on a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, exactly. But now, with AI-powered visual search, you can just take a picture of that item with your phone.
Oh, that's cool.
And an app can use AI to identify it or find similar products online.
Wow. So you can just, like, point your phone at something and be like, find me this.
Exactly. It's like having a personal shopper in your pocket.
That is so cool. And the blogs mentioned this is particularly useful in fashion and home decor.
Yeah, because those are industries where visuals are so important.
Right. It's all about how things look.
Exactly. Yeah. So being able to search by image is a game changer.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Okay, what else?
Another really exciting area is augmented reality and virtual reality, AR and VR.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's talking about the metaverse these days.
Exactly. And AI is playing a big role in making those experiences even more immersive and realistic.
Okay, so how is that being used in like a customer experience context?
So for example, the blogs talk about how retailers are using AR to let customers try on clothes virtually.
That's cool.
Or see how furniture would look in their homes before they buy it.
So you can like see if that sofa is actually going to fit in your living room.
Exactly. And in the travel industry, VR is being used to give potential travelers like virtual tours of destinations.
Oh, wow. So it's like you can take a test drive of a vacation.
Yeah, exactly. So you can get a much better sense of what a place is like before you commit to going there.
I love that. So AI is really enhancing this customer experience in some pretty amazing ways.
It really is. It's making things more convenient, more personalized, and just more fun.
Yeah, it's like AI is adding a whole new layer of awesome to the customer journey.
I think that's a great way to put it.
And so we've been talking about all of these different aspects of AI. It's clear that they're all interconnected.
Totally. It's like a big web of interconnected ideas.
Right. So like, how does it all fit together?
Well, it starts with AI giving UX designers these new tools and capabilities.
Yeah.
And that leads to the development of AI-driven UX methodologies, which are then integrated into agile development frameworks.
Right.
And that whole process results in a faster, more efficient, more customer-centric PDLC.
So it's like AI is like this ripple effect that's transforming the entire product development landscape.
Yeah. And at the heart of it all is this focus on human-centered design.
Right. Because at the end of the day, it's all about creating products and experiences that people love.
Exactly. So AI is like this powerful engine, but it needs human guidance to steer it in the right direction.
Makes sense. So to bring it all back to you, our listener, what we've learned from diving into these blog posts by Sean Van Tine is that AI is not just some futuristic concept.
Yeah, it's here and now.
It's happening right now and is having a profound impact on how products are made and how we experience them as users.
And I think the key takeaway is that this is just the beginning.
Oh yeah, it's like we're just scratching the surface.
Exactly. AI is evolving so rapidly that it's hard to even imagine what the future holds.
It's really exciting and a little bit scary, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, on that note, here's something for you to ponder. You know, we've talked about a lot of the specific ways that AI is changing things, but what are some of the broader long-term implications that maybe we haven't even thought of yet?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question.
Like, how is this going to affect our relationship with technology in the years to come?
I don't think anyone knows for sure.
But it's definitely something to keep in mind as we navigate this AI-powered world.
Absolutely.
Well, that's all the time we have for today, but thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the world of AI and UX.
Thanks for having me.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
It has. I always learn something new when we do these deep dives.
Me too. All right, until next time, happy designing.